Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
And I am Kate Spencer.
I thought we should be emphatic. We are not experts,
but
though.
We are two friends.
Who like to talk a lot about serums.
We do.
We do. Welcome to our mini episode.
This is where we take your questions and comments and feedback and thoughts and opinions.
By email and voicemail.
Yep. And if you would like to call us, our number is 781-591-0390. Just want to say, save it in your phone.
Save it in your phone. So if you just, you can just, if you're in the car and you have Bluetooth, you can say call Forever 35.
Can you imagine? And then just ringle dingles us up. And
yeah, just ringle dingles.
The old ringle dingle. Ringle dingle. And you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. Put and us in your address book.
Yeah, you can add us to your contacts. Actually, that's a good point. If you get our newsletter or you subscribe to our newsletter and you don't get it, even though you have subscribed, adding forever35podcast@gmail.com to your contacts should solve that problem.
Don't want it to go to spam.
No.
Well, Dori, here we are. We have an email to kick things off.
I love an email to kick things off.
Could I read it?
I would love that.
Here it is. Here's my problem. My fiance is going on his first work trip ever, and of course, it's to India and Japan, where the time distance makes it nearly impossible to talk on the phone. We haven't spent a single night apart in well over a year, and I'm really anxious about spending 2 weeks apart. I'd like to turn this into a positive thing and do things for myself that I may not always get to do when he's here. Any suggestions on things to do or ways to reframe the situation into something that doesn't totally stress me out?
I mean, I do have some thoughts.
Unleash them to me.
So first of all, I get it. This is tough. The first work trip. But I think it's also, like you said, it's a time to turn it into a positive thing and rediscover yourself. What I would do is it sounds like you're someone who likes plans. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that.
And maybe also likes company. Maybe
likes
you are
company.
A people person.
Yeah. So I would try to make some plans. I mean, I wouldn't say, hey, my boyfriend's going to be gone for 2 weeks. Friend I haven't seen in 6 months.
Yeah.
So let's hang out. But hopefully you're not that person. Hopefully you still see your friends. But I would try to make as many plans as possible. I would also like make plans with yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say, get comfortable doing things by yourself again.
Yeah, even if it's just like, okay, on Wednesday night, I'm going to watch this movie on Netflix.
Not even in a movie theater, you say, Dori.
No,
just at
home. I think just having a plan, knowing what's
coming.
That's
a great idea.
Saying on Saturday, I'm going to bake a pie. You know, it doesn't
Sunday,
have to be.
Sunday, I'm going for a walk.
Yes, but I think just having some sort of structure and having these things to look forward to.
What if you planned one thing for every day?
Yeah.
It can be tiny things.
I think that would be really helpful.
I also, I don't want to drop the reframe the narrative situation.
Why not?
I'm going to, though.
Okay, good.
You're right. I don't... You said you'd like to turn your time apart into a positive thing. I think it... I would say reframe your thinking about this as well a little bit. It's not negative to have time. I know it can be very hard, especially if you're very connected with your partner, to have time apart. But I think time, having that separation so that you can kind of reclaim and remember just who you are as an individual, is very positive.
Yeah.
And very important for both of you.
Totally.
And dig into that.
Dig in deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like get to know yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
Because this may come up again. You may be separated again because of a work trip or some other reason. And it's good to just get comfortable with yourself.
Totally.
Well, have a great time.
Yeah.
I hope your partner enjoys their work trip.
Yeah. And I think, you know, even though the time difference is big, like maybe you could ask him to check in once a day.
Dory, can I recommend an app?
Oh, yes. I know what you're going to say.
I mean, it's changed my life. And that app is Marco Polo. Listeners, you're probably cool and hip and already know what this is. But if you're like me, it is an app where you are essentially recording video voicemails. So you leave them for another person or for a group of people. So, for example, I am in one with my four best friends from high school, and they were spread out all over the states. So they were up recording messages for each other at, you know, 4 a.m. my time here in California. But when I wake up, I see them and then I can leave a message. So oftentimes I find, like, when my husband is traveling, we miss FaceTimes, right? Just because of work schedules and what we're doing and the time difference. But with Marco Polo, you just kind of are leaving each other video messages, and you don't have to be synced up time zone wise. I would recommend Marco Polo for anyone. Friends, chatting with, you know, if you have kids and they want to leave messages for grandparents or other relatives, it has turned into a very fun activity for me. Marco Polo.
That's a great recommendation.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. What do we got next, Kate?
I mean, another email.
Great.
I loved this email so much, specifically because of the title. Do you want to read this one, Dory?
I would love to. So the subject line here, in all caps, is how dare you? I just imagine it was said and it was written in that spirit.
100%.
Good and plenty is candy sent straight from heaven, and it's the perfect snack. I'm 35 years old, and if good and plenty was the only candy on the planet, I'd be thrilled. It is not too sweet, and it's so decadent. I love you guys. Hope you have a fantastic week.
Well, we did have a fantastic week because of this email.
No, this was in response to my anecdote about going to the movies with my mom and her buying a box of Good and Plenty at CVS. And you said your mom also used to love Good and Plenty.
And God, she did.
We posited that it was a candy of a certain generation.
That's right.
But, you know, we were corrected.
I mean, how dare we?
How dare we? Not just from this listener. I think we got a few messages about this.
You know, and I would eat a Good and Plenty if it was in front of me right now.
Would you?
I'd have one just to like revisit the flavor of my mom, I guess. Like,
yeah.
I mean, not even in a nostalgic way, probably just to be like, oh, right, it's gross.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I have to say, I'm shocked if it was the only candy on the planet.
Yeah.
I would pick, what's your only candy on the planet? Mine, I think, would be M&Ms.
Ooh, great question.
Like, if you were left with one candy.
I do love peanut M&Ms.
They're so good. I like a plain M&M too. I mean, that would probably be, or Snickers, those mini Snickers.
I like a Reese's Pieces.
I only like them when they're in the Easter egg shape. That's very specific.
The peanut butter cup?
I can't stand the peanut butter cup. The edges are too thick.
Uh-huh.
But when it's the Easter egg shape.
But what about the Reese's Pieces? The ones that are like M&M shape?
No, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like those. What about Heath Bar?
I don't even think I've had one.
What?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry, yeah.
Score Bar? Remember Score Bars?
What is that?
They're both like chocolate-covered toffee.
Ooh, I don't think that's for me.
Oh, they're delicious.
I did rediscover Twix in my kids' Halloween candy.
Oh, Twix are good.
They're so good. And I remember in the 80s, that's like what kids would get for snacks, like in their lunches.
Like a single Twix.
Yeah,
like,
do you remember?
Yeah. I think I got those in my lunches.
Now, as a parent, I can tell you, it would be frowned upon to send a Twix.
Oh, I just,
shit's changed.
What if I just start What if when I have a kid, I send like very 80s lunches?
They would love it. Your kid would be the coolest kid at school.
Did you, like, when you bought lunch at school, was one of the, like, I remember there was like the hot lunch. Mm-hmm. And then if you didn't like the hot, I mean, I usually brought my lunch, but if you bought lunch, there was the hot lunch. And then there was the peanut butter and jelly on white bread alternative.
That sounds good. You can't have nuts. You couldn't have.
Oh, true.
Yeah, couldn't have nuts.
And that was in the cafeteria that they sold those.
That's crazy.
I know. Times have changed.
They have changed. And for the better, I would say.
Sure.
Well, we have went deep down a nostalgia hole there.
You know what? I think we're going to listen to a voicemail.
Great.
And then take a short break.
Hi, Kate and Dory. It's Faina from Kentucky. I just finished listening to mini episode 42. Managing anxiety and go-to recipes. I just wanted to send my 2 cents for what it's worth. I used to be very much like, comparing myself to others. I never thought I was competitive until I started going to therapy and taking medicine. And then I was like, oh my word, I'm like so competitive. And it translated a lot through, this anxiety that I had of comparing myself with other folks. But just one advice I would give to the listener is, one, like, you're awesome. You have a lot to give the world. But also, two, instead of looking outward at that other person, maybe look inward as to why you're reading it that way. This is just kind of a habit I picked up from my psychologist sister, who is a huge fan of CBT, so I think that sometimes she just, like, low-key tricks me into some CBT exercises, but it's been really working for me. Shout out to my amazing sister, Alina. But essentially, just, like, look inside yourself and say, hey, you know, did this person really rub it in my face? Or, you know, do I want to do whatever they're doing and then just go out and do the thing? Like, just go ahead and do it. Invite your coworkers to a happy hour, organize a happy hour funded by your office. If you want to try a new restaurant, then, try it. Like, go out with, a partner or a friend or your sister or your family or your dog, and just do it. And another thing I would definitely recommend is, looking into tools like therapy and medicine, because what I came to realize when I was, diagnosed with a GAD, an anxiety disorder, is that a lot of the feelings that I was feeling were completely out of my control. It was literally like a neurological, thing that I had to train my brain to change. So those are just my 2 cents, but whoever you are listening, I totally feel you. I feel like, a lot of us go through that. I'm with you. I hope you start your 2019 off awesome. All right, guys. Bye.
Great advice.
Couldn't have said it better if I tried.
Did you try?
I think I faltered. No, I think this is a great, I just love what this listener had to offer for the person who was kind of feeling left out, by their coworkers hipness mm-hmm. with everything. That you have everything, you've got it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to examine what it is about them that's making you feel inferior, I think mm-hmm. it's great. I have to do that a lot personally.
Mm.
Like whenever I feel bothered by someone or something, I'm like, wait a second, what's really going on with me?
Yeah.
And oftentimes it's my best friend, insecurity and low self-confidence.
I think you mean your best frenemy.
That's a better way of framing it. Not that I'm suggesting that that's what the original listener is dealing with. I'm just saying, speaking from my own soul searching.
Oh, no. I hear you. We're going to take a short break.
Let's do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Dory, we have another voicemail here that I would love to play.
Please do.
Hi,
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name's Holly. I'm out walking my dog, and I was just thinking about my goals for 2019, and I feel like you guys can help with one of them. So I know that I need to be less distracted by my phone. I am on it too much. I think everybody, well, not everybody, a lot of people have that problem. And I've made some steps last year to start to help. So, like, I do the thing where I put my phone to bed like Dory does. But I feel like I need more structure with it. But the problem is I actually really like it. Like, I like being on Instagram. I have, like, a little mini side hustle, you know, where I have a decent amount of Instagram followers and I like engaging with that. But I know that I'm like overly in tune with it. I'm always reaching for my phone. It's just automatic. Like when I reach for my phone, I open up Instagram. So if you guys have some strategies and like easy to implement things without doing full darkness, you know, I feel like a lot of the advice out there is like, oh, you know, like take all the apps off your phone. I'm just not going to do that. Like, that's just not what I want to do. I enjoy it. I get a lot out of it. So I just need to find a way to use it with more structure and without being so addicted. So anyways, any help you guys can provide would be great. And I hope you guys have a great start to the new year. Bye.
Love a dog walk phone call.
Totally.
Listener, I do have, I do have a recommendation.
As do I.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. So if you have an iPhone, on the new phones, on the new OS, you can go into your settings, and if you go into screen time, you can, there's a thing called downtime where you can schedule time away from the screen. And during downtime, only apps that you choose to allow and phone calls are available. So that's one option. Another option that I just activated is app limits. So I just set myself an hour and a half limit on social networking.
That's great.
I should say it's 1 p.m. And
how much have you used?
I've used an hour and 28 minutes.
Holy shit.
Already today. And I'm like, what? How? But now I'm like, oh yeah, I was on Facebook a lot.
I mean, I'm looking at my iPhone and I've been on social networking for 1 hour and 44 minutes today.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. So it adds up. So I'm excited for this.
Now I think I'm going to try this. I haven't actually played with this. I use an app called Freedom, which I use on my computer and my phone. And I try to use it when I'm writing because I love to go visit social media instead of working. And Freedom will block certain apps and websites. So I don't know if certain websites are also an issue for you, but you can plug in what you want it to block. I will say with the app on the phone, I think Facebook has like a workaround.
Oh.
So that's kind of annoying, but it does. Instagram, Twitter, you're blocked.
Also on the screen time thing on the iPhone, I don't have this set up, but if you have it set up, you can tell it to, via iCloud, it will do it across your devices. It'll do cumulative screen time across your devices.
Oh, so it's not just phones.
So it's not like just your phone. It's also, if you have an iPad and you're using Facebook on your iPad, I assume it will. I don't know if it'll count your computer. I guess it will. But anyway, it's there.
Yeah, I think that might even be a good thing just to look at how long you're using it.
Yes.
To see if it really feels like it's as much as you think it is. But adding that kind of structure, I think, could really help. It sounds like you already have some good practices. Another thing I've seen people do and I've tried is moving the apps like off your main screen.
I do that and it doesn't really help.
I know. Have you ever deleted them off your phone?
I have, but right now, like Facebook and Twitter are on like the third screen.
Mm-hmm. And you still find them.
And easily. Instagram is like buried in like a subfolder. But yeah, I mean, I know where they are.
So I've stopped using Twitter completely. Mm-hmm. I still have my account. I look at our Twitter and then I will like peek at people I follow, but I don't use mine. So that app is completely gone from my phone. But I found removing it off my phone didn't stop me from using it.
Mm.
I would still go to it in a web browser.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have someone change the password for me to fully stop using it. So that could be a drastic step that you take.
Yeah.
If you need it. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
We have one final email, Dory.
We do. Should I read it?
Heck yes.
Great. I was recently fired and am wondering what advice you and the listeners have about how to take care of myself and my career during this time of transition. I'm typically a straight A, do-gooder type person, and this was really unexpected and clashes with my sense of self. Any advice on self-care, job searching, and or interviewing would be appreciated. I love your show and this community, especially for moments like this.
I think it's so hard when stuff like this happens and it goes against who you feel like you are as a person when it's unexpected. I mean, it's always sucks, especially when it's career related and job related and being fired or laid off or what have you. But I think there's like the added blow of it also kind of violating the perception you have of yourself and who you work hard to be.
I feel like it actually shakes you to your core.
Yeah. Have you been through something like this?
I have been laid off, but I was laid off with a bunch of people. I kind of thought it was coming. So it wasn't totally unexpected. But yeah, it still sort of is like, even though it was like with a bunch of people, you're still sort of like, well, why was I one of the ones who got laid off?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the sort of like the advice we gave to the listener whose fiance is going to Japan, I think this is the time when you can indulge in all of those things that you haven't been able to do because you've been working. And those don't have to be expensive things.
Well, hopefully, though, this listener doesn't. Like financially, they were given a severance and they're able to take a week or however long off.
Yeah. And hopefully you can go on unemployment.
Yeah. So I would look into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, Tori, you're right. It is a time to just give if you have financially the means to take some time to just like sit and like chill out for a minute and regroup. And maybe do some things that feel good and then begin your next phase of either job searching or kind of determining what you want to do next.
Yeah.
I would say try. Oh, this is such shitty advice. Never mind. I was going to say try not to be discouraged. And I was like, who the fuck? Anytime anyone's like, try not to be discouraged. No one's like, you're right. I won't be. It's like, fuck you, Kate.
Yeah.
But I do think it can be so hard when you're in a deep low.
Yes.
To feel like there is any way, there's another side to it.
Yes.
And we all have experienced the gift of hindsight and moving on from things. And I just hope that, you know, you can take this time for yourself and know that even though you've gone through this really shitty thing, it's not a reflection of you.
No.
And that things will move forward in a positive way again.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by try not to get discouraged.
I think that works.
Oh, thank you, Dory. Well, listen, thank you all so much for calling and writing to us. We really appreciate that you take the time and that you trust us with your questions and your candy preferences.
Yes, even though we might disagree with
them. Even though M&Ms are far superior to Good and Plenty's, we still love you. And so we will see you next week.
Yeah, bye.